The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:29 and a half. I love talking to smart people and picking their brains for information. And that's what I'm doing right now with Ebony Holmes, Director of Public Information and Advising for Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance. Nice enough to give us some of her time on this day after Christmas. Ebony, somebody texted in about a 529 plan. You want to talk about that a little bit? Oh, wait, beg your pardon. Let me take a step back. Let's finish the story about your niece and talk about sources of funding.
Yes. And I can tie the start into that sources of funding. I'm glad that individual texted that in. But with my niece, she was a little bit slightly different. And so the advice that I gave her was, number one, look for scholarships. Again, everything is just not out there sometimes. And I would send her links to scholarships. The great thing is that we do have somebody that kind of does that work for you, where they are compiling scholarships and we put them on our website. We put them on our Facebook page. So if, you know, anyone has like a junior, senior in high school, it might be a good idea to tune into our page, social media, because we do have that information out there, like for the deadlines, for the scholarships, eligibility requirements, all that stuff.
What is, but Ebony, if I can jump in, what is the LAFSA social media page?
It is LAFSA, LAFSA 001.
And that's on what?
That's on Instagram. And then on Facebook, it's just LAFSA, Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance.
LOSFA. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to go ahead. Finish, please. Complete.
Continue. No, that would be good for them to know.
That's what I'm saying.
I told her, you know, look for scholarships. Write the essay. A lot of students will balk at that part where it's like, oh, man, they want me to write the essay. I'm like, write it. A lot of students do not. And so sometimes they find themselves with scholarship money and no one to give the scholarship to because no one wants to write the essay. So encourage her to do that. And then also when looking at kind of what courses do you need to take, this child was a little different. During summer break, you know, we're in the mountains somewhere, and she literally put herself in physics her senior year of high school because she looked and saw that LSU likes you to take physics. So just kind of paying attention to admissions requirements, going the extra mile. And then also, of course, I was hounding her about the FAFSA. So several different types of financial aid. Most people are aware of federal aid. So when you do your FAFSA, that's going to give you access to federal funding. That's going to be your Pell Grant if you choose to take out student loans. So the way that works, a lot of people think if I do the FAFSA, I'm going to get loans. If you're eligible for loans, your school will offer them to you, but you do not have to take them. So you can decline loans. What we tell students is that if you need to take out student loans, take as much as you need, decline the rest. But there's also FSEOG, which is another type of grant. If there are students that have been in the foster care system, there's CHAFE funding. You know, there are, for individuals who have parents who were killed in the line of duty, there's fallen hero funds. So lots of different funding that's available from a federal level by completing the FAFSA. And so a lot of times they're like, why are they asking all these questions? They're trying to find out what type of aid may this individual qualify for. I think that's going to be from the federal government.
Yeah, I think that's important because sometimes people think their privacy is being violated or why do you need to know all of this? And all they're trying to do is match you up with whatever assistance is available, right? Mm-hmm. Get the best deal for you?
Correct. So they're trying to see what aid that you're eligible for. And then after that, in addition to federal aid, a lot of the colleges and our office even will use the FAFSA to see if students are eligible for aid for the state as well. So as an example, we use the FAFSA for MJ Foster, which is for those individuals who are 21 and older. And then we also use it for TOPS. So if a student does the FAFSA, they're applying for federal aid, but they're also applying for TOPS. So it's not like they have to do a separate application. And so through our office, we have a number of financial aid programs. Again, most people are going to be familiar with TOPS. We have the Louisiana GO Grant, which is not as old as TOPS, but it is a need-based financial aid where for those students who are eligible for the Pell Grant, they'll be eligible for anywhere from $300 to $3,000 a year, depending on how their school does packaging. But that would be in addition to any other financial aid that they have. We have the Rockefeller Scholarship for those individuals that are in like marine biology, conservation, wildlife, and fisheries. We have Go Teach. So many programs which are on our website. And then also for the individual that texted in, Louisiana also has three different savings programs. So if you're not familiar with 529 programs, it's basically like a college savings plan. And the great thing about Louisiana that people may not know, START has one of the better 529 programs in the country. And so what makes it great is that in addition to the interest that is accruing on your START account, the state of Louisiana will match anywhere from 2 to 14% of the deposits that you put into your START account. And to determine what match you get, it's based on your adjusted gross income. So anyone that makes under $30,000, they're going to get the full 14% match. Anyone that's over $100,000 is at least going to get the 2% match. But it's a really great program. You open it, I think within 120 days, I believe, you have to make at least a $10 deposit to keep it open. After that, you deposit at whatever frequency and whatever amount that you choose. So lots of flexibility with START. It's really easy to draw the funds out when the student is ready to go to college. The great thing is that unlike state financial aid, which has to stay in the state, START funds are your dollars. So they can be used wherever the student chooses to go, as long as it's an accredited institution. So we have students with START funds that are using them all over the state. In addition to START, they more recently added START K-12. And for START K-12, it kind of has the same premise. There aren't any earning enhancements with START K-12, but that's for individuals who want to save money to pay for those schools that may have a tuition, K-12. And then we also have LA Able, which is a special type of 529. It's a 529A, and that's going to be for individuals with disabilities, but they can use their 529 plans basically to pay for a lot more than education. They can use it for like housing and things of that nature, but it allows them to save money in a safe space without having their benefits cut. So much information out there as far as what we have to offer, what the state has to offer. And if you go to start.la.gov is where you will find the information for START. But there's a lot that we have to offer as a state. And then, of course, you have institutional aid, and that's going to come directly from whatever institution the student is attending. And a lot of the times, they will also use the FAFSA just as an application to see what sort of financial aid those students can qualify for. And so when we look at institutional aid, look at the scholarships that the schools offer, you know, whether it's like Pelican Promise or something like that, they often have scholarships that they'll award to their students. But also look at the individual school, the School of Nursing, School of Engineering, because they will often have their own scholarships in addition to what the school is offering for those students that are majoring in those fields. So those are kind of some of the top three areas, the really big areas, where I tell students to look for financial aid.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back with Ebony Holmes, the Director of Public Information and Advising for the Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance, LOSFA. Somebody texted in, Ebony, real quick before we go to traffic. Explain what FAFSA is for people that don't know.
The FAFSA is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, and that's how you apply for federal financial aid and some state and institutional aid.
A lot of letters and acronyms that can be confusing. Somebody texted in. We'll answer this when we come back. Have a daughter who went out of state for college and is now transferring back to Louisiana for college. What do I need to know about TOPS and scholarships? Because this conversation that we're having, it can be kind of confusing with the acronyms, but there's some big money involved here. And what really got my attention, Ebony, was when you talked about student loans and the people that make the loans, they're in the business of making loans. That's what they want to do. Just because they offer them, you don't have to take them. 939, it's akin to having a credit card coming to mail and thinking, well, because I'm in a credit card, I can afford to run it up. And that's not the case. 946, 14 till 10, talking to Ebony Holmes, Director of Public Information Advising for Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance, or LOSFA. And it's amazing, Ebony, how some parents will go from store to store trying to find the cheapest can of peas and carrots. I say that because I eat a lot of peas and carrots, or rump roast or what have you. But yet when it comes to this giant financial decision, sometimes are painfully unaware and leave money on the table. And that's what we're trying to avoid, right?
Yep.
All right. Have a
That's
daughter
exactly
who
exactly what we're trying to avoid.
Have a daughter who went out of state for college. You should be proud of the work you do. You know that? I just thought of that. You should be, because you help a lot
Thank
of people.
You.
Have a
Thank
daughter
you.
Who went out of state for college, now transferring back to Louisiana for college. What do I need to know about TOPS and scholarships?
All right. So what we need to know is, number one, and this is where you kind of start to go down the rabbit hole with TOPS. Mm-hmm. But with TOPS, of course, you know, 4-year award if they have opportunity, performance, or honors. For every year or every semester that they are out of state, they burn up a semester of TOPS. So any remaining semester, so say, for example, if daughter was out of state for 2 years, she would have 2 years of eligibility remaining to use in state. In order to get that process started, if you go to that website, that mylosfa.la.gov, there is going to be a tab for resources. There's a form directory, and it's going to be listed under there with all the other TOPS forms, but you're going to look for a returning out-of-state student application. Student fills that out, sends us an official final transcript from the out-of-state institution, and once we get that information, we will go ahead and start processing their eligibility to pick up and use their award in state. As far as the FAFSA, if the student has not filled one out, and they will, I would suggest updating the schools to reflect that new college that they're going to be at, and then also checking with the institution to see what types of financial aid they have available, particularly for transfer students. Believe it or not, some institutions have money that's dedicated and put aside for those students who are going to be transferring in.
Somebody texted in about TOPS for blue-collar jobs, and I guess they mean industrial trades?
Yes. So they may be referring to, with TOPS, we have actually four levels of awards. A lot of people are familiar with the 4-year opportunity, performance, or honors, but we also have TOPS Tech, which is geared towards those students who want to go into technical programs. More recently, what they've done is that even though it is a technical program, they do have approved academic programs that they can use TOPS Tech for, like nursing. I believe at Southeastern, they have, I think, industrial technology. Mm-hmm. So now you see kind of they've expanded where you can use TOPS Tech to where it can be used at some of the 4-year institutions. But for students who have the opportunity, performance, or honors, they can use those in technical or academic programs, or they can use it in both. You know, we have students that'll get a technical degree, have time left over, and then they'll start on a bachelor's. So they can, there's a wide range of things that they can use it for.
We talk so much about student debt in this country and what happened, but what struck me earlier was when you said, Ebony, that just because it's offered, you don't have to take it. Delve into that a little bit, if you will, please, because the people that are making these loans are in the business of making loans, right?
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily mean it's predatory, but it does mean that they're trying to get you to take out a loan. And as you said, you may not have to.
Correct. And so that, you know, that decision, a lot of times we end up at the back end of the decision with students contacting us, you know, when they're already in college. And it's like, I need, you know, $10,000 or else I'm not going to be able to finish out my last year. But really back to what we were talking about before, the conversation starts a lot sooner when we talk about that 5-point match and we talk about cost of choice. It's going to come down to if you have a few choices where I'm going to get the same quality education at school A versus school B, but school B is $20,000 more per year. you know, that's where it's going to come down to kind of making those decisions that are going to be best for your pocketbook, right? Mm-hmm. And so when it comes down to student loans, our stance is we want students to graduate with as little debt as possible. But we also understand that's not always possible for a student to graduate debt-free. So the next best thing is if you have to borrow, do it responsibly. And so, you know, we don't want you to be what they used to call a refund baller, right? Where it's like, you get $10,000. It's like, well, I don't need that much, but I'm going to take it anyway. It's like, no. You know, because it's $5,000 now or $10,000 now, but by the time it goes into repayment, you know, and you look at interest, that's going to be a significantly higher dollar amount than what you borrowed. And so kind of really putting it into people's mind that if this is the amount of money that you owe and they say, oh, well, you know, take out a loan, $5,000. That's not really subtracting anything. It's subtracting it from what you owe today. But once you graduate, you have to pay that back. And so always kind of keeping that at the forefront of your mind. Take the free money first, which schools are really good about doing in their packaging process. They'll assign like the free money, the grant, scholarships first. And then if there is a balance left, those loans go at the bottom so that if a student has enough financial aid, they won't offer them loans at all because they can't get more financial aid than it actually costs to attend the school. But we just really preach responsibility here. You know, if you don't need the money, don't take it. If you have other sources of aid, we encourage you to seek those and let those loans be a last resort. Because again, you know, a lot of 15, 16, 17, 18 year old students aren't thinking about what a student loan payment is going to look like, right? And so when we're talking financial aid and we're talking financial literacy, that has a part in that conversation as well that, hey, you know, if you make this much money and you have this much in loan debt, this is how much you're going to look at paying every month. And a lot of times when you tell them, they're like, student loans, I'd have to pay. That's like a cart note. Exactly. So be really responsible when it's time to take those loans out. And if you don't need X amount of dollars, it is absolutely okay to tell your financial aid office, I'm going to decline these loans or only, you know, disperse the amount that I need to cover my balance.
But a lot of people are listening right now saying, I wish I'd heard Ebony 10, 20 years ago. Thank you, Ebony. I appreciate your time. As always, we'll talk to you again in the new year. We won't speak to you again until next year. So happy new year. Okay. And thank you for all your work.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Ebony Holmes, Director of Public Information and Advising for the Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance. I love talking to smart people, and I love talking to people with good hearts that just want to help other people. Ebony Holmes.